This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden has suggested there could be a truce in Gaza soon. Israel and Hamas, however, indicate there is no deal forthcoming. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
President Biden said that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some of the hostages held by Hamas.
I hope by the beginning of the weekend. The end of the weekend. My national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
On Tuesday, Israel and Hamas have both downplayed the idea that a breakthrough was at hand. Talks to pause the fighting are said to have gained momentum recently and were underway Tuesday. And an official deadline for a deal to be reached is said to be the beginning of Ramadan, which should be about March 10th. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A Moscow court Tuesday sentenced the co-chair of a Nobel Prize-winning rights group to 30 months in prison. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Oleg Orlov was convicted of discrediting the Russian army in an article that he wrote denouncing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Orlov has said the case against him is politically motivated. The verdict concluded a retrial after Orlov was earlier ordered to pay a fine. The prosecution appealed the fine, seeking a harsher punishment. The verdict highlights Moscow's lack of tolerance for any criticism of its war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden implored the top four leaders of Congress Tuesday to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown early next month and pass emergency aid funding for Ukraine and Israel as a legislative logjam in the GOP-led House shows no signs of abating. You'll find this and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.